You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A group is campaigning for the government and Kiwi Rail to restore intercity rail services after the Northern Explorer between Auckland and Wellington, as well as the Coastal Pacific service between Picton and Christchurch, were cancelled. Kiwi Rail said it is now planning to create multi-day experiences that showcase the best of New Zealand, both off and off. Both on and off the track. But the Save Our Trains campaign says it wants a comprehensive national strategy for future passenger rail services built around concerns for climate action, accessibility and economic development. Paul Callister is a spokesperson for the campaign and a senior associate at the Institute of Governance and Policy Studies at Victoria University. I spoke to him this morning and I began by asking, what's wrong with having a rail cruise?
Oh, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with the rail cruise as an extra activity. You know, there's a good case for having that type of tour there. But what we want is some trains that are running between Auckland and Wellington and Picton and Christchurch, and hopefully further afield, you know, replacing the trains that used to run to all the cities and towns in New Zealand.
I might be just sticking to the case of the Northern Explorer between Auckland and Wellington. How important is that?
Oh, there's no other country in the world or advanced economies in the world where there isn't a train between the major cities. So it was important for tourism. The trouble was they started pricing it too high. So it put it out of the reach of your average New Zealand family. And for people who want to have low carbon travel, really there's very few options. They can go by intercity bus, which is a bit of a grind with, you know, no onboard toilets, no onboard cafes. So we really need that back, and we need other services developed. For example, a night train between Auckland and Wellington. You know, they're coming back in Europe, and we're seeing trains being developed in all sorts of unlikely places. There's train services being developed in Florida, in Texas and California. So, you know, we're getting rid of them while other countries are actually increasing them.
And why is heavy... But what does that mean for New Zealand's transport future, though? Because especially we are now talking about reducing emissions on transport.
Yeah, I mean, trains are part of it. You know, there's a lot of talk about electric planes and planes running on hydrogen and all those sort of things, but you know, there's no commercial electric planes that exist at the moment, and if they come in, it's going to be a really slow process. I mean, we already have incredibly low emission trains running all around the world, you know, whether it be run by electricity with overhead lines, or increasingly they're producing hydrogen trains in Europe. So the technology is already there. We can put it in place and we can reduce our emissions for intercity travel. So we know how to do it. We just have to do it, and we're going the opposite direction.
And so far, do you think it's the right direction that the country's rail policy is going? I mean, I think just last year, we in Auckland, we have the Te Huia train from Auckland to Hamilton.
Yeah, I mean, that was started at a really difficult time, you know, the start of COVID. And also it was started when it didn't actually go into Auckland proper. It stopped in the edge of the town. I mean, now it's going to go into the Strand, which is much better. But ultimately, it should go right into Britomart. So, you know, a train that only does half the service it's meant to do is really tricky. I mean, it's great the investment going on in Auckland with the underground train and improving your train services. But, you know, that's just the urban part of it. We need the intercity trains. And we've got reasonable trains in Wellington. We've got one train that goes daily to Palmerston North, but it's really old and really slow. And that needs replacing. We need to replace the trains that are going to Masterton from Wellington. So, you know, you look at places like China, which is heavily criticised for using coal and such like, but they're investing hugely in a train network. You know, fast trains that we'll never have, you know, trains that they want to go 600 kilometres per hour. Well, we just don't have the population to do that. But, you know, in places like Australia, they've got trains that go 160 kilometres an hour on narrow lines like we do. So, you know, the technology's there, it's just that the will's not there.
And one thing I think you mentioned earlier is about pricing. So what can the government do if, in case they want to put intercity commuter trains back in place? Is there anything they can do about the pricing?
Well, of course, they could subsidise it. I mean, there's subsidies that go all over the place. Airports are subsidised by local authorities. Airlines are often subsidised services. Roads, you know, they're not priced correctly. So initially, at least you could do some subsidies to get it going. But I think it would be self-sustaining. But, you know, when they ran the Northern Explorer, they just had only pricey seats. So they weren't like the airlines where they were trying to sell off the seats when they were empty at the end of the day. So you could never get a cheap fare. And, you know, you could easily put on a carriage for backpackers. There's a lot of things they could do. So it just wasn't a service that was attractive to everyday New Zealanders.
And if people want to support your campaign, what can they do?
Oh, the main thing is to sign our petition. So that's through Action Station, easily found online. We really just want, you know, good support through that. And, you know, you can write to the Minister of Transport. There's all sorts of ways of supporting the campaign. And ultimately, if the trains come back, using them would be the best support.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.